Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, coming off of a big Vikings victory, a division win on the road against the Detroit Lions. Up next, another road division game against the Chicago Bears. Before we get to that game, though, we have some work to do, some things to clean up from the Lions victory. So let's get right to it. First question comes from Levi in Ghana. If Stephon Diggs keeps up the way he's playing, do you think he can get Rookie of the Year? Rookie of the Year honors, that's a long way off. That'll be awarded in January or February. Let's focus on what's happening right now. And right now, Stephon Diggs is emerging. Back-to-back 100-yard games for the rookie, the first Vikings rookie since Randy Moss in 98 to do that. How about that 36-yard touchdown catch, a sensational play from Stephon Diggs. He was the Pepsi Rookie of the Week last week. He might be the Pepsi Rookie of the Week again this week. Rookie of the Year? I don't know, but he's off to a good start. The next question comes from George. How do you feel Matt Khalil is doing so far this year? Well, here's one good sign. We're never talking about Matt Khalil after games. That's a good thing when it comes to offensive linemen. Matt has faced some very good edge rushers, and he's performed very well. Hopefully it continues. Mike B. from Goodwin, South Dakota asks, do you see anything more beyond just coaching that will happen with the offensive line? I think Mike is getting to whether there's going to be any personnel changes, and I don't know that that's going to happen. I think the five guys that are out there right now for the Vikings have to keep improving as they have all season. We know that when they open holes for Adrian and they protect Teddy, this offense can do great things. We saw that at times against Detroit. Hopefully we see more of it this week against the Bears. Bill from Le Center, Minnesota has the next question. Other than the 75-yard run, why is Adrian struggling for the most part? Well, I don't agree that Adrian is struggling. I know he hasn't been as productive when it comes to yardage as he has been in the past, but consider this. Defenses continue to overplay the run to try and stop Adrian Peterson. And while he's not getting 4, 5, 6 yards a clip like we're used to seeing, he's wearing down those defenses. And what does that do? It opens things up for Teddy Bridgewater and the passing game. We saw that against the Detroit Lions, a 316-yard, 2-touchdown day for Teddy Bridgewater and the passing game. That happened in large part because the Lions had to keep on worrying about Adrian Peterson and the running game. The numbers will come, but right now, Adrian is helping us win games, and that's all that matters. Andrew has the next question. Why do we keep stalling in the red zone? It happened versus Kansas City as well. Looking back at the Vikings' 4 red zone possessions against the Detroit Lions, they got 1 touchdown, but in the other possessions, they either had a sack or a negative run that happened in the series that set the offense back. So what you have to do is get rid of some of those negative plays, and that will allow Adrian Peterson to get into the end zone, or it will allow Teddy Bridgewater to find Kyle Rudolph or one of his other receivers in the end zone. Get rid of negative plays, and then you'll start to see touchdowns. The last question comes from Ezekiel. Do you see the Vikings going into Soldier Field and putting up 30 points while holding the Bears to below 20. Whoa, I know we feel good after our road win in Detroit, but Soldier Field's a tough place to play. We haven't won there since 2007. This Vikings team can do it though. Whether it's 30 to 20, 20 to 10, or 3 to 0, doesn't matter. All that matters is going down there and getting a win. To do that, you gotta take care of the football, you gotta run the football, and you gotta rush the passer against this Bears team. I think the Vikings can do it. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week with another edition, so please submit your questions to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay on Vikings.com because we have great content coming to you all week. If you haven't already, check out 96 Questions with B-Rob as he goes around the locker room on Thursdays and asks his teammates weird questions. We also have game trailers, a lot like movie trailers, where we preview the upcoming game via a game trailer. Check that out on the website as well. We'll see you next week.